This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Hi, this is Kate Kinsey. I'm here at the Southeast Leather Fest. I've got Lord Beast trailing behind me with equipment all over him, and we are talking to Flossie, who is Miss Southeast Leather Fest for 2013. Hi.
Hi.
So, you're here at SELF to pass the baton.
Yes.
What would you say the highlight of this past year has been?
There's so many highlights, and I think just being heard, being out, being loud, being proud, and getting my statement out.
Right. Well, what message were you hoping people would take away from talking with
you? My mission statement this year was fucking fisting and coming all over the Southeast.
That's a great, I can get behind that message.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I won't go into a whole lot of the what some people consider leather, but to me, we're tops, we're bottoms. We go to bars, and we cruise, and we fuck, and we fist, and we have fun. And honor, integrity, and values, and all that is wonderful things. But those are things you should have regardless of where you are or what you're doing.
Very good point. So last year, you ran for the title. Was this the first title you had gone after, or?
No, I had actually run for South Carolina leather contest, and I did not win.
Okay.
But even though I did not win, I still come on to SELF anyway. It was a Mr. or Miss title.
Right. But I imagine that every type of contest, every event, you gain something, you meet more people,
oh,
you
absolutely.
Network.
Absolutely.
You fist and come and fuck all over the place.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
So, have you had a chance to meet any of the contestants for this year?
I have. I actually know every one of them from around and about events and what have you, and I think we've got a good class of contestants here this year.
Excellent. Is there anybody we should look out for in particular, or dark horses, or front runners, or you want to make a prediction? Take some bets?
No, I better not.
Okay. I shouldn't have put you on the spot like that.
That's okay. I'm rooting for all of them, though.
That's true.
I really am.
Well, they seem like a great bunch of people.
So. And I need somebody to pass this on to. We all do, because we're all tired. I'm not going to lie.
You've had a busy year.
Yes.
So you do a lot of traveling.
All of us title holders this year have been amazing in our traveling.
What's the furthest out you've gotten?
I did make it to Louisiana, and I also went out to California and competed at IMSL.
How did that go? Was it fun?
It was fun. It was fun. The best part about everything is when I got on stage and gave my speech and I got a standing ovation.
Yay. That's good. Yeah.
I got a standing ovation here last year for my speech as well. It was good.
Well, is there anything in particular you'd like to tell our listeners? Do you have any projects coming up, or are you just going to take a year to sit back and recover?
I'm also a founding member, actually, of Columbia Leather Order. Mm-hmm. And while I've stayed active with my local club, not as active as I've wanted
to be.
Well,
yeah, you've had so much on your plate.
Because I've had so much on my plate. So that's kind of my thing that I'm really wanting to do right now.
Back to your roots, perhaps.
Yeah. Get back to my local family and reconnect with them, because I feel like I have lost a little bit of that connection because I haven't been around as much as I'd like to have.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And I want to congratulate you on a great year.
Thank you.
Flossie, would you like to tell us briefly how you describe yourself? What would your bio be?
My brief bio is I am sweet, fluffy top.
Why do I think that you're pulling my leg? Stop it. Stop it.
I'm just a leather woman. I'm Flossie. I'm a top. I like to play. I like to support my bars. I like to be around my leather brothers and sisters. And I try to keep things as basic as possible.
And you started in the lifestyle young, old? Did you know you were a pervert from a young age?
Yes, I did. I did. It's interesting. Back when I was in church as a young child, I would reach over and pinch the little boy between his legs, you know, on his thigh, because I knew that would hurt really bad. And then he would cry, and then the
and
Sunday school
teacher really liked it.
Yes,
didn't you?
I did. I just giggled back then, you know, and the little boy would tell on me, and they'd be like, "Why, you know, Flossie would not do anything like that." And so I have really, people don't believe I'm sweetness anymore, but I still like to try to play.
Well, you do have a very sweet face, and you look like you might be a nice, calm, quiet.
Yeah.
But there's a sparkle in your eye that tells me.
That's what everybody tells me. They're like, Flossie has that look.
So you're out of South Carolina?
I am. I was originally here from South Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I moved up to Columbia, South Carolina a couple years ago.
Where in South Georgia?
Vidalia.
I know exactly where. I'm from Savannah, Georgia originally.
So you know all about the Onion
about
Festival
Vidalia.
And all
you
that.
You got to say it right. Vidalia.
Vidalia. Yeah.
Well, Flossie's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.